News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The National Works Agency, NWA, has announced the implementation of new traffic arrangements to access Caymanas Bay and the Caymanas Golf and Country Clubs located off the Mandela Highway in St. Catherine. The changes became effective 12 a.m. Thursday, January 7. Traffic signals at the existing Caymanas Bay Access Road have been taken out of service and the road will be closed permanently.
Motorists traveling from the direction of Kingston or Portmore and wishing to access Caymanas Bay or the Caymanas Golf and Country Club should travel 850 meters west from the Portmore intersection, then turn right at the new traffic signal controlled intersection. Motorists traveling from the direction of Caymanas Bay or Caymanas Golf and Country Club and traveling towards Kingston or Portmore will travel left along the detour road under the two overpasses to the new traffic signal controlled intersection and continue left along the Mandela Highway.
Senior Communications Officer at the NWA, Colin Morrison. Motorists traveling from Spanish Town who wish to access Caymanas Bay or the Caymanas Golf and Country Club areas will travel east of the original entrance, then turn left at the new intersection. Assistant Commissioner of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, Sean Martin, says the nation's firefighters are prepared to respond in the event of a major earthquake. Assistant Commissioner Martin, who was speaking at the recent launch of Earthquake Awareness Month, said the JFB has been equipped to render help in the event of a tsunami and other disasters that may follow an earthquake. Earthquakes are usually accompanied by the outbreak of fire.
We have continued to train our personnel to ensure that we are in a state of readiness in the event of an earthquake. We ensure that we train our persons and we build partnership. As far as training is concerned, we have received just about the best training that we can get.
Assistant Commissioner Martin says JFB teams have also received collapsed structure training, search and rescue techniques, the provision of emergency medical services, as well as other emergency techniques. A total of 310 farm workers departed the island last Wednesday to take up employment on farms in Ontario, Canada. The men who met with Labour and Social Security Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson at the Ministry's Overseas Employment Services Centre in Kingston before their departure are the first batch of workers to leave the country for 2016. In his address, Dr. Ferguson implored the workers to continue to be ambassadors for the country to ensure the growth and expansion of the farm work program.
How you demonstrate your skills in relation to interpersonal relationship, working with others, is going to be important. When you get there, all 310 of you are coming from a small island state known as Jamaica. And therefore, you must bond together and show peace, brand Jamaica.
Minister Ferguson says remittances of $20 million Canadian were gained last year from the farm work program, up from $16 million earned in 2014. And Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel R. Scott says immediate steps will be taken to secure the retirement disposal site in St. James from further illegal activity. This following two fires at the municipal waste disposal site over the festive season. He says it is suspected that the fire was started and relit by arsonists, which highlights the need to restrict access to the site.
We're going to examine the protocol in allowing persons on the home site. We are going to restrict the number of persons coming here, and I'm going to ask them to reduce the amount of persons and to gradually put in tighter security management.
Minister R. Scott is commending the Jamaica Fire Brigade and persons from the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, for their quick response in quelling the blaze. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Public Procurement Act is here. Jamaica's first standalone law regarding government procurement, geared towards maximizing efficiency, ensuring value for money, equitable treatment for suppliers, and integrity throughout the procurement process. That's the Public Procurement Act. Get informed. Learn how your business can benefit. Call the Ministry of Finance and Planning for details.